Nice to meet you. So, get the road trip over with. You guys had a 7-game point streak going on during it. Gets ended against the Griffins. How has the team been playing through the road trip? Through, you know, as the calendar turned over, and now you guys find yourself kind of in the middle of the division.
I think we played some really good games. We played some games where we kind of had to battle through, but like you said, we still got a lot of points off the games, and guys have been coming on and off the lineup. There's been guys going up and down through Chicago. Guys been going down and up through Indy too. So it's been a lot of rotation, but I think throughout this whole road trip, we've stuck together good, and I'm really good, happy with all the points we got.
Now, you had a little break in between to come back to Rockford before having to travel back out again, but you know, being on the road that long, being, you know, traveling that long, is that kind of given opportunity to a locker room that's, you know, mostly younger players making, you know, in their first handful of years, does that give them an opportunity to kind of come together and learn a little bit more about, you know, travel and, you know,
yeah,
the pro league?
For sure, I would say that. And we had a really nice day off in San Francisco too, where we kind of bonded together a little bit more, which was nice. And I think just overall, this whole setup with, you know, playing down on the West Coast is really nice, and then coming up and going down to Cleveland is a nice city too. Overall, it was a really nice trip.
Especially in January, being able to go to the West Coast, I'm sure it's pretty fun.
For sure.
Nice. So, All-Star break coming up here. You were able to get a replacement nomination for Eric Gustafson. What are your thoughts on being able to go out there and represent the Ice Hawks?
Obviously, I'm very proud. Big achievement for me. I think I've been playing good this season, and I'm just really happy with the spot, and I'll make the most of it.
Any idea if you're going to be involved in any of the skills competitions or anything like that? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm probably the most defensive D-man out of all defensemen that are there, but like I said, if it happens, I'll make the most of it. If not, I'll just have fun on the way.
Nice. That's what it's all about. One last one. Like you mentioned before, there's been a lot of, you know, back and forth between Rockford and Indy, Chicago and Rockford, and a lot of it's been going on the defensive end, it seems. As a guy who's been in the lineup pretty consistently this year, you know, is it more of a challenge to have a lot of rotation with some guys, or is it, in a positive way, or is it more of a difficult challenge?
I mean, I think it makes everyone's got to kind of stay on their toes. They got to be ready every game. I mean, you can't really have a bad game here now, because there's a lot, like you said, there's a lot of D's right now in the lineup, and I think you just gotta, like I said, stay on your toes every game and try your best.
Does that put more pressure on it, or does it make it a little bit more, a good challenge?
I don't think of it that way, but I don't know if guys do, but I try to just, I know what I have to work on, I know what the Blackhawks want me to do, and that's I'm just trying to do that. I know they want me to play solid defensively, and whenever I can't jump in the rush, but defensive plays is my strongest part, and that I'm trying to take pride in.
Great. And then finally, you got the pink Rockford Peaches jerseys and the pink the ring coming up on Friday. You excited to go with all the pink on Friday?
Yeah, sure. I guess it's going to be a new thing for me, but looking forward to it.
Nice. Yeah, I saw it. Have you seen the jersey before?
Saw it on Twitter, actually.
On Twitter? Okay. Yeah, they look pretty interesting. So
yeah.
Should be fun.
I agree. Yeah, it should be really fun.
Thanks, Carl.
Thank you.
Yep.
Have a good day.
You too.